I'm Diane Roberts, professor of English, with some new FSU writing from Eric Schlick, with a little story about misplaced music.
Lesson 1, how to hold the violin. Cradle like a dead bird. Listen for a heartbeat. Shh, listen. The boy's hands are small, but he has nice long fingers. Good for strings. His teacher points this out, hoping his new pupil might possess some aptitude for the instrument. The boy picks up the violin cautiously, like a goose that might bite him. No, wrong. Like this. His teacher's name is bland, colorless, a color, Mr. Brown. Is Mr. Brown lonely in this house that smells like stale toast and is too quiet with lots of carpet? The violin makes a red mark on the boy's neck. When it is over, he takes the check out of his pocket, his mother's looping signature, and hands it over, relieved. Weeks pass. Lesson 2, how to rosin and hold the bow. Lesson 3, how to tune. Lesson 4, pluck. Lesson 5, finally, play. Blue tape shows the boy where to press, fingers to strings to make notes fly. Scales, scales like a fish, not a bird. His mom says he should practice more, but he doesn't want to go back. He doesn't like it there on the carpet, wrenching squawks from a strangled duck. Eventually, it's time to take the blue tape off. The notes swarm on the page like bees. Mr. Brown calls his mom and tells her he cannot continue the lessons. There is no hope for the boy. He doesn't have the gift. The boy will trade in the violin for a saxophone. He will blow and blow as if attempting to resuscitate a drowned egret. All instruments are dead birds of one kind or another. He will not cradle anything beneath his chin again, but piles of books stacked in his arms, and he will not make music until he writes his first poem.